Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
That's right. If you're splitting up and you need an attorney, call our guys.
Yeah, Mike Lynch did. Rest in peace.
He did. They helped Mike Lynch. Yeah. Poor guy died right after.
Yeah, so sad.
Got him all that money.
Yeah, I know. Didn't get him the cat, though. Mike lost
then
his...
Then he kicked.
Mike lost his cat.
Well, they offered... Did you hear the story about that? They
no.
They got him a bunch of money, and they said it's either that or the cat, and Mike took the money.
Cold-hearted.
So apparently there's a price for his cat's head.
Cold-hearted.
Because who knows what she's done with that cat.
I think there were cats.
Oh, there were two
cats? I
think
there might have been... Which I didn't understand why they didn't just split the cats, but, you know.
Right.
Like a King Solomon sort of thing. Congratulations. Hashtag cat dad.
Well, Mike's not dead.
No.
Okay.
No, people often think that, though, on the text line when we say that.
It's unbelievable. We say, rest in peace, Mike Lynch, because he's no longer on our show. And people are like, hey, what happened? What happened to Mike? How did he die?
No, he's still around.
It was a boating accident.
Maybe you just haven't been listening to the Blazer pre and post. And I don't blame you for that.
Wait, now you're saying he's bad at the Blazers pre and post?
No, I'm saying the Blazers are bad.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't listen to it.
No,
either. No offense to Mike. I haven't heard him.
Mike's fantastic.
He's great. I'm sure he's doing a great job on
that. He has to polish that thing like you wouldn't believe. Boy, you got to put a spit shine on that.
All right, here's Buck with our stock watch.
All right, gentlemen. Well, as we did with our show today, we're going to start in the NCAA tournament. Upsets abound. Cinderella's still dancing, and FAU doing this.
Second one on the way. Good! Wow. Three-point FAU lead. No timeouts for Kansas State. 6.9 to go. Inbounds to Noel. Across midcourt with five. And he's not fouled. They give it to Massoud. 1 second. It's ripped out by Davis. Time runs out! Florida Atlantic! FAU, fantastic, awesome, unreal. Dusty Mays Owls are going to the Final Four.
So that was the call as FAU advanced. We've obviously noted the lack of 1, 2, and 3 seeds in the tournament. Buy or sell that this underdog heavy Final Four is an outlier or a trend that in the making?
I think it's an outlier. I mean, look, you're always going to get upsets. It's more competitive than ever. NIL, I think, has spread out the talent a little bit. But look, at the end of the day, talent wins. And you're seeing less of the one-and-done phenomenons. And you are seeing guys stick around more. And at the end of the day, the Kansases and the Dukes and teams like this, the Alabamas, they're going to get better players. Better players win. They get better resources. They get better coaches. They can go out and buy off Florida Atlantic's best player. And by the way, Florida Atlantic's coach will be coaching somewhere else next year, just like Fairleigh Dickinson. So it's cool. And you'll still get upsets from time to time in Cinderella's, but this is not going to be the norm. The ones and the twos and the threes will be back with a vengeance.
I disagree. I think it's a trend, and I'll tell you why. I think you're right that obviously the Kansases and the Dukes and the Carolinas of the world will get the better players. We noted that these four teams left in this tournament, there is not a top 35 recruit on any of the teams. Yeah. Now, the difference, though, is that with NIL, I think that schools like these can keep better players longer. In other words, the better players, they aren't staying no matter what. Yeah. If they're seeing the NBA dollar signs, they're gone. Whereas if you get a guy like Wong is a great example at Miami. Miami's in the Final Four because that, you know, Wong was there last year. But he's not like a Kansas, Kentucky type level NBA prospect that's like, oh, no brainer, go to the draft and make your millions. Good luck. He came back because of a big NIL deal. Got him like, what, $500,000
something like that. Yeah.
So I think that it is a trend. There is so much parity in college basketball. You look at these teams where you know, these kids play together for 4 years, like Florida Atlantic and what Princeton did. That's very real. And I think with NIL, they are going to be able to, the lesser teams will be able to keep their better players. And even though they're not NBA prospects, they'll be able to keep them more so than, you know, like Oregon's having trouble.
Yeah.
Kentucky, Kansas, Duke, North Carolina, they get the top guys, but they just bolt for the NBA. So I'm not saying it's harder for those big schools. They're always going to be good. Four of them were in the Final Four last year. But I do think we're going to see more and more Final Fours like this. Maybe not as crazy as this, but yeah, I do think it's a trend. I buy it.
All right, staying in the tournament, you guys have mentioned these comments already. I have them here for you. Here is De'Aaron Fox, former Kentucky star, on the state of the game.
I kind of flip through college games. I can't watch a full college game.
Really?
No, I can't.
Is it that bad?
It's hard. Okay. It's hard. Just the shot making is not at, obviously, the pro level. The refs are bad. A lot of coaching is really bad. I can't stand it.
So, brutal honesty there from De'Aaron Fox. We have already noted that this seems to happen annually where people come out of the woodwork saying how terrible this all is. But buy or sell, we can actually do anything about the quality of college basketball that will make any of these people happy.
No. This is what it is. It's you don't have enough time with these guys. They're not fully developed. It's easier to get kids to play hard and play defense, you know, fundamentals. And the thing is, this is everything that people bitch about in the NBA, right? It's like, oh, you don't play hard and it's not competitive. You don't play defense. But at the same time, you have to appreciate the skill of the offensive game of these NBA players. And it's just AAU is not going to prepare you for this. This is just kind of the product of what we have brought into the NCAA. And I don't see this changing anytime soon. This is just the college game. And while it can be ugly, the tournament saves it. The format saves it. But no, it's not changing.
Well, aren't they changing the one and done thing where high school kids are going to be able to go to the pros?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If they did something like baseball where if you go to the pros, go straight out of high school, but if you don't, you have to stay 3 years. If they did something like that.
Like what they do in baseball.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Then I think that this could change. I think that would be really good for the sport. I don't know that they will do that, but I do think NIL has a chance to keep kids in college longer. Like I said, the fringe kids that, you know, maybe they're looking at it and going, well, I could be a late first-round pick or I could be a second-round pick. Well, I got a $1 million sitting on the table if I just go back to college, or maybe even less than that, that's worth it for another year. The NBA will always be there, and maybe you improve and then and up your stock. So I don't know. I think that there's a chance that it gets better with the high school players being able to go straight to the NBA. When is that going to happen, by the way? Isn't that? I thought they already.
I don't know what the timeline is on that. I mean, I thought like you that they had decided that was going to be something that they brought back, but I don't know.
Let me look at that up.
I think it can get better. I don't know. It's tough. Basketball is in a weird spot. I think basketball, the whole system in the U.S. is broken all the way from when kids are young. you know, through AAU and keeping kids together and that whole scene and the entitlement and then the college system like we're talking about and what the tournament looks like. It's kind of ugly. And De'Aaron Fox isn't wrong. Anything he said, he's not wrong about that. But then you go to the NBA, and of course the shot making is better. The skill is off the charts. But it's 75% of the league is quiet quitting. Like, that league is all team. I mean, you have the elite teams. So what saves the NBA is May and June when they get into the playoffs and you're watching the big boys battle it out and they're good teams and they're well-coached and it's really high-level basketball. But the regular season in the NBA is a joke. 75% of the teams are mailing it in. You know, I mean, what is going on with, like for example, Dallas?
Oh, they're terrible.
What is going on
with
them?
They're 3-8 since they made the Kyrie trade.
So I think...
Also, this, too, I saw where... The Dinwiddie, Bridges, and who was the other one that came over in the Phoenix trade? Was it Cam Johnson? They have already played now more minutes since that trade than the big three of Durant, Harden, and Irving ever played in Brooklyn. And that just went down to the trade deadline. They've played more minutes than those guys. So, yes, you're right. The NBA has problems.
Well, you just have guys, you have stars sitting. You know, you go to games and you don't know whether the star is going to play because the regular season is so long. And I just, it's just a basketball in the United States from young ages all the way up to the best level is really, I just think it's got a lot of issues.
Yeah.
And, maybe it's all intertwined. Maybe we can fix the system and make both products better, but. Right now, it's just, I mean, they're both good. They're fun to watch. You know, like I said, you get in the NCAA tournament, it's awesome. You get down to the NBA playoffs, it's awesome. But, man, there's a lot of
that North Carolina center, remember?
Crappy ball.
He stayed, and he's coming back again. He stayed after
Baycott.
Yeah, Baycott, and then, you know, Drew Timmy. So you are going to get those guys to stick around, but the NBA guys.
Well, that's what I said. The marginal guys are going to stay, and that will help college basketball, and that will help teams that aren't. And I mean, those guys happen to be at North Carolina and Gonzaga, but that will help teams that aren't necessarily those blue bloods.
And this is a bunch of articles from last year in 2022 saying that the NBA is expected to do away with the one and done.
When?
They've been
talking about it for years.
These are all just coming up and saying that the commissioner, Adam Silver, has come out and said that he's hopeful that they'll be changing it soon, that the 19-year-old limit would move down to 18, so basically you could... You know, if you want to go, you can go.
Well, moving on to the world of football, we haven't quite gotten to it yet today, but we know that Lamar Jackson has requested a trade from Baltimore. Here is his head coach.
You got to plan for all the contingencies for sure, but I'm pretty fired up about Lamar Jackson. I mean, Lamar Jackson is a great player. Lamar came back in great shape last year. He's fired up to play. That's the Lamar that I'm looking forward to seeing. Can't wait to get back on the grass and go to work, and I'm confident that's going to happen.
Buy or sell that John Harbaugh really has any real confidence that Lamar Jackson is going to be back on the grass working with him?
No, and there's already reports saying that Baltimore is okay moving on from him. Dude, this thing's an ugly mess. Lamar has really mishandled it, and I get why. He has every reason to be pissed off. But this thing has just been a cluster blank from the very get-go, and he's doing himself no favors here, and at this point, it honestly feels like there probably should just be a divorce, but you have to have someone willing to either write him an offer or, again, Baltimore to seek out a trade. They're certainly open to it. We just haven't seen anything. So it's an ugly situation right now, but no, I don't think there's any real faith inside that building that this thing is going to get resolved. Because if it was going to be resolved and Lamar was going to back down, and they offered him what? This was Lamar's own words. I think they offered him three... fully guaranteed at 130, which is like 43 and some change. So, I mean...
Pretty good dough.
That's pretty good dough. 3 years fully
You'd
guaranteed.
You'd take that, right, Buck?
I would absolutely take it. I think Lamar Jackson should take it.
So, I mean, you could even if you're Lamar, you could probably get that bumped up to probably 45 a year, 3 years fully guaranteed. But, you know, if he's not willing to even consider that, and it doesn't sound like he is, then there's no... They're not going higher than that. And so Baltimore, it sounds like they're ready to move on. We just need another team to bite on this, whether it's Indy or Washington or someone. But, I mean, the Jets even came out today and said, hey, we love Lamar, but he's not in our option. He's not in our plans. Not happening. You know, it just...
What was the stock?
that there's any
buy or sell that there's actually any truth to what John Harbaugh is saying, believing he'll be working with.
I don't think he has any confidence. I think he hopes that that's the case.
Do you think John Harbaugh wants him back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, but just management doesn't.
He knows he'll win more games with him. Yeah. I mean, before he got him, people forget this. John Harbaugh was kind of on the ropes in Baltimore before they got Lamar Jackson. Yeah. He knows how important Lamar Jackson is to his success. He wants him back, but there's nothing
Baltimore is a weird team in that they're kind of like the Patriots in that they don't really bow down to a lot. Think about the number of high-end players in the last handful of years that haven't just left but have openly asked to get out.
That's how they run it.
Orlando Brown and Hollywood and Lamar, and there's been a bunch.
I feel like the Steelers are like that, too.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of guys that are just, they want the bag. And Baltimore's like, hey, man, this is the way we do things. Hurst, the tight end, is another one. There's just been a lot of guys there that have left for greener pastures, and Baltimore is kind of happy to be like, okay, great. See ya, this is how we run things, and we're successful.
Buck, let's do the last one real quick.
All right, last one for you here. Over the weekend, obviously lost in all the madness, we also had a golf match play event. This was from the semifinal.
See why I want to do the last one?
I see.
And Sam Burns delivers the knockout blow. The defending champion is out. The good friends embrace. And Sam Burns moves on.
So Sam Burns beat number one Scottie Scheffler. He then went on to win the championship match the following day. Buy or sell that golf needs more match play?
Yes, I had said it when we were at X Golf. I think match play, because I am a casual golfer. I love the majors. I tune in for the Ryder Cup. But I like events as a casual golf fan, and match play gets my attention way more than the Honda Open. So I love the idea of more match play.
It's the Honda Classic.
The Honda Classic, sir. I'm sorry. The Genesis Open, then. How about
peasant.
That?
You peasant. Well, it's match play is great because, what's interesting about that tournament is everybody always bitches about birdie fests, when they get to 25 and 30 under. Well, that's what would have happened if they played at that course stroke play, because they were making birdies all over the place. But because it was a match play format, it didn't get labeled as a birdie fest. It was just great golf. And that's
what everyone's making shots.
That's right. And they're playing against one another and going back and forth. And that's the beauty of match play. And yes, they do need more. They're not playing that event anymore because the players, the guy who won, Sam Burns, well, actually both guys, Sam Burns and Cam Young, were in the final. Those two guys played 7 rounds of golf at that tournament. I mean, they were exhausted.
Yeah. That's a grind.
That is a big time grind, and I think that's why it's not coming back, is the players are like, look, that's
it's too much.
We love it, but it's just too much. And so, yes, they do need more, but you got to pare it down.
Could you do it like where you just bring in a smaller field, kind of best of the best? Or
I think you could, for sure. Absolutely, yeah. I think, and they should. I think next year they don't have anything on the schedule that's a match play, but I think they will return with a better match play event down the road. There is your Stockwatch, brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, and child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. Here's Buck.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.